Hey, neighborhood, your feedback and support goes a long way in helping NAI grow and provide the ultimate wrestling fan experience.
That's right, and now there's even more ways to take part in the community.
Just head to patreon.com today and search for New Age Insiders.
Everyone is loving their rewards, and new exclusive content is coming all the time.
And with plans starting as low as $2 a month, any support is appreciated and goes a long way towards enhancing the New Age Insiders experience.
Once again, visit patreon.com, search New Age Insiders, and take advantage of the new rewards today.
And now,
this is good old JR Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to the New Age Insiders.
This is the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show.
Hey, this is Cody Rhodes, the Prince of Pro Wrestling, and you are listening to New Age Insiders.
With your host, Jason Maltov.
We watch wrestling to enjoy. If you're not enjoying it, why are you watching?
Liam Stryker.
If I told you once, I told you 1,000 times. Storytelling, storytelling, storytelling.
And Bill Neville.
Unpredictability is the answer. When wrestling's unpredictable, it's at its best.
This is Warbeard Hansen.
This is Johnny Mundo.
This is Donovan Dijak.
Say hello to the bad guy, Scott Hall.
This is Mean Gene Okerlund.
This is Zack Ryder.
Hi, this is Howard Finkel.
I'm Bill Goldberg, and the New Age Insiders are next.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff.
So I had a lot of bold predictions at the end of the post show about how awesome that was going to be, that it was the way Hell in a Cell ended.
Okay.
And I was wrong.
Okay.
I was wrong.
How so?
Because we didn't get the briefcase. We set it up for a Saudi Arabia show, and Baron Corbin got a WWE Universal title match.
I thought this was a new and open program. Whole world has changed now, I thought.
I was hoping.
That's what I thought. That's what I had heard on the internet, was that it was a new and open show now, and this championship is going to go down in all sorts of fun new ways.
No? It's just stupid.
Was that wrong?
No, but it's just stupid that WWE has started to oversaturate their own product.
Oh, and, yeah, you're right.
and that's,
you're all right.
That's the problem, because Hell in a Cell didn't affect Monday Night Raw. It affected a show that's 3 months away.
Yep.
And that's what's wrong right now.
And they gave Baron Corbin a title shot. I've decided that, you know, Raw has its faults and its flaws. There's some good stuff going on. There's some not so good stuff going on. But everybody thinks the number one problem on Raw is some combination of Roman Reigns, The Shield, Brock Lesnar. I don't know. No, it's Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin is awful at this wrestling thing, and I don't understand why we're trying this hard and putting him in this role. Like, DC goes like, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and I think he's getting a little bit better. And I just go, man, I don't get why he's in this spot in the first place. He's healthy. He's healthy.
Right.
Why is he
the authority figure?
Why is someone so bad at the talking part of this, and certainly at the reciting the script part of this,
right,
in this role while healthy? If he had broken his kneecap and was like, I'm going to miss 9 months, but they like him or something.
So he stays on TV.
Cool.
Yeah, but no, he's wrestling. The other thing, too, is guys, WWE, this is strictly for you. If you want fans to like Roman Reigns, stop it with the, I'm not an underdog, I'm the big dog.
Yeah, well, I appreciate him at least saying I'm not an underdog, because when that was it Charlie who goes like, Roman, a lot of fans think you're the underdog going into this match with Baron Corbin. And I'm like, look, I can play along to a degree.
Yeah.
But no. No, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. We can't. You can't do that to me. Like, even John Cena didn't get in the ring with, like, Carlito Caribbean Cool and be like, John, we just checked with Vegas. The odds are really stacked against you here. Your thoughts? It's like, no. At some point, you have to be Superman. But we'll talk about all sorts of fun things. We're going to talk about Hell in a Cell and in the things that we didn't get a chance to, or maybe more in-depth. We do have a complete show with our thoughts and live calls from around the world.
But not Missouri.
Not you, Missouri. We got a call from England again, but not Missouri. But it's on newageinsiders.com. It's on iTunes, Podomatic, Glork Noble, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, all of those platforms.
All of them.
YouTube. We're live every Wednesday night on twitch.tv/newageinsiders TV. We were thrilled to see our largest audience yet on Twitch for the Hell in a Cell post show. We really encourage you guys to check us out on Twitch. We're starting to really ramp things up over here with the video stuff. So again, twitch.com/newageinsiders TV. We also, if you have Amazon Prime, you can subscribe to something for free on your Amazon Prime account, and that could be the New Age Insiders. New Age Insiders, twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV. Like, comment, subscribe. So there is a complete show where our reactions to Hell in a Cell, fans' reactions to Hell in a Cell, what those post shows tend to be is sort of breakdowns of the matches and then hopes. And so now what we got to get a chance to do is, now that we've seen a Raw and we see a SmackDown since, it's about time to talk about kind of the bigger picture of the pay-per-view and now where we are. We're also going to be talking about the WWE's return to Saudi Arabia. It's a little controversial, as a lot of things that they do are, because fans are who they are, but they are going back twice in a year. WWE Crown Jewel is the name of the event. Yeah. We'll talk about that. There is something to be said for the fact that the women are yet again not allowed to be on the program, and WWE says that they're trying, but you know, how hard? We'll talk about it. But let's kick it off at the top, which is the fallout to WWE Hell in a Cell, which I still think was a very, very good pay-per-view.
Yeah, no, it was a surprise for a show that had no expectation, right? Going into it, it's like, why are we doing this? We talked about it on the pre-show. This is Hell in a Cell. It doesn't need to exist. Every time Hell in a Cell comes around, why does this exist? The biggest blow-off match that WWE has is watered down because, what was the stat, 73rd? Like, Hell in a Cell took place over the weekend.
Was it that many? I thought they said like 39 or something.
Let me check.
Was it really that many? It was an absurd number.
I thought they said like 39, which is still like nuts. When Mick Foley and Triple H did it in 2000, it was the third.
Yeah,
and
right.
So look at the pace.
Well, you think about they've done two a year for like 6 years.
Yeah, the number's going to only.
You know what I mean? Or more than that.
Last night was the 39th and 40th.
Yeah, okay.
Hell in a Cell matches.
Still a lot.
Maybe not 70, but quite a few. But you're looking at it, and it's like, for a show that we didn't think needed to exist, that was a good wrestling show.
Agreed.
That was a good wrestling show.
And I said it there, WWE needed it.
They definitely needed it. With all of the, like, because I don't know if you actually watched Kenny Omega versus Ishii, but yeah, I don't know why it works. But that thing works, and holy crap, they're awesome together, and I highly recommend checking it out.
Yeah, sure. WWE Hell in a Cell, like you were saying, had things that you're going to stick with you forever, good, bad, or indifferent. You're going to remember that Randy Orton screwdriver thing for a very, very long time.
Yeah, yikes.
And, you know, Becky Lynch winning that title is a big memory that comes from that pay-per-view, because it means so much to a lot of this, majority of this audience now, because she's really won them over.
Right.
And she's also the most interesting she's ever been.
Right. And they thought it was a big enough show. And I understand that the real trail of breadcrumbs leads to Saudi Arabia. I gotcha. But they thought it was a big enough show to pay Brock Lesnar probably $500,000 to be there and do something.
Surprise.
Exactly. I didn't think Brock Lesnar was going to be there.
Yeah, no one did. No one did.
And that's super awesome.
Well, and it's like, guys, that's the mindset. That's the mindset I need, right? Don't let me know that Brock Lesnar's there. Nobody knew that Brock Lesnar was there.
It was great. It was so much better when that music hit, because you almost thought you were getting faked out or something.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what is happening? And that is like, look, I didn't enjoy the way that the match ended, because it's like, yeah, Mick Foley went off the cell and he finished the match. He went through it and we finished the match. So it's like the fact that they got F5'd, you know.
Earlier in the night, they kayfabed you that Jeff Hardy might be dead.
Yeah.
And the ref counted a dead body.
Yeah, right.
Because the match had to end.
Right.
And this thing can't.
So that's stupid, because I would actually been more okay with Roman Reigns getting F5'd onto Brock Lesnar, and that's how it ends. Brock Lesnar gets F5'd onto Braun Strowman, and because Brock Lesnar just beat Braun Strowman with fractured parts of a table and a door, you know, it's like, yeah, man, I would understand that you would be knocked out and you beat up Roman Reigns and Roman Reigns is knocked out And it just happens that you...
And also, there's... Now, I also understand that the character of Brock Lesnar is Brock Mad, Brock Smash. But if you want to talk about a logical character progression, you could get there because, like, you'd be like, why did he help Roman Reigns win? It's like, first of all, he didn't help anybody. Yeah. He killed them both. But if he had just F5 Reigns onto Strowman and that's the finish, you'd go like, why would that be it? Well... Brock is super duper pissed at Strowman because he considers him the X factor to his loss.
Right.
So I'm not going to help you win the belt.
Right.
And then he Roman Reigns does because you took it from me. I'm going to prove you were never better to me, that it was this big idiot's fault. And I want to take it back from you because I keep beating you and you got lucky.
I also
that actually makes sense.
I also looked at it as just like, no, I just F5'd you and that's just where you landed.
And that could definitely be it too. And absolutely could be it too. But like if people out there that need to be overly analytical and finicky need an answer, that's the answer.
Well, here's the other thing, too. If you want to do that, have Roman Reigns roll over so it's that dumb thing where it's like Roman Reigns' shoulders are down, too, and and so he's on Braun, but he's also on the
Foley
mat.
Foley already kicked shit once and counted to three. I mean, Braun Strowman is the universal champion.
He is.
You know, like, the irony is, you know, the controversy is supposed to be on SmackDown for the title.
Right.
Braun Strowman's the universal champion, all right?
That idiot, Mick Foley messed up.
That idiot counted to three, and then he went like, whoops, never mind.
Yeah.
Whoops. It's just like, okay.
Yeah. Mick, we can't let you do anything anymore.
Mick, you can't come back anymore.
Yeah.
And we loved having him on the show. I got to meet and work with Mick Foley at an event. He was super, like, backstage working with him and, you know,
seeing
him.
Very nice.
Like, he was so great to work with and meet and stay home and rest. Just to heal your brain. Just always be on a pillow. Always be on a pillow, Mick. Just be
always on a pillow.
Heal your brain.
But yeah, that's kind of where we're at with that. I would have preferred that ending, but yeah, the fact that nobody knew that Brock Lesnar was going to show up is wrestling because it was so exciting.
Yep.
Because it's like all of a sudden, yeah, Brock Lesnar's here. Why? What is happening?
And I'm telling you,
wrestling's better that way.
Instead of just focusing on Brock, and he's a big part of it, I understand. And I also understand that I know the answer to the question is Saudi Arabia, okay?
Yeah.
But let's at least talk about the fact that, yeah, they ended a Hell in a Cell match with a this just can't continue.
Yeah, which is stupid because...
It's borderline inexcusable.
It is inexcusable because in the first one, if you remember... There was a big red machine that showed up and did something.
Pete Rose.
Yeah, Pete Rose. there was something that happened that was very similar. That big red machine walked down to the ring. He ripped the cell door off of the cage. Undertaker was shocked. And he beat the bejesus out of the Undertaker. And then the match continued and Shawn Michaels won.
Uh-huh.
Thus retaining his WWF championship.
Correct.
And so it's like, this is cool. The precedent has already been set, though. And this is WWE in 2018, where you keep rewriting the rules as you go. And I've talked about it before on this show. If Game of Thrones ends with the climactic battle and both sides are lined up and we're going to find out who's going to get the Iron Throne at the end of this, and then all of the xenomorphs from Alien show up...
Ooh...
While maybe fun in a cool moment, makes no logical sense from the show that I watch. And that's how this feels, where it's like, okay, you're changing the rules on me because I've watched Mick Foley go off, through, set on fire.
The ref didn't call for the bell with Foley.
Right.
That's the thing.
Right.
It'll always come down to the fact that Mick Foley went through the cage and the ref didn't go, I have to throw this thing out.
Right. Kane debuts and destroys The Undertaker to let Shawn Michaels win.
Right. And I said it on the post show, which is available on iTunes now and NewAgeInsiders.com, but I said on the post show, the biggest mistake they made, because to pat myself on the back, I did call it. When we watched the pay-per-view, I go, this thing's just going to end. And everybody's like, no, it's impossible. I go, you're right. It's stupid. But this show's just going to end because I could just see it unraveling. And the dumbest thing they did was send down the new ref to kibosh it.
Right.
What it should have been was even, I know it would have been maybe even more, you know, confusing or whatever, but Brock should have come down, you know, Beth, Bear Mace Mick Foley, right? He got Bear Maced.
Yeah.
Those two competitors are out. And then all of a sudden, the show just sort of ends because everybody's dead and no one in production knows what to do.
Yeah, right.
That kind of thing, right? When you send down the new ref,
yeah.
Now my expectation is maybe Foley is incapacitated, but this thing has to go.
Because again, WWEF, right? You've set the precedent that that can happen.
Right.
That a new ref can now insert himself.
Absolutely.
You know.
Done that for 30 years.
Right. And so now this new ref can insert himself and Braun Strowman can flop over like a fish and throw his arm over him. And then on Monday we can kibosh the whole thing and be like, that ref was never allowed to do it and Roman Reigns is still the champion.
Right. And if their objective is to have, quote, like don't have controversy over the belt on both shows, well, you failed because you still do.
Yeah, right.
And one thing I want to talk about right now, and I don't want to go down the bad road, right?
Okay, we can stay on the good road.
I just want to be more objective than that, right? But what do you think of the fact that when Australia is said and done, that's the end of Braun Strowman's briefcase?
I don't like it. I don't like it because it feels like a waste. We didn't need the briefcase to do any of this.
Right.
So
he could have easily become the number one contender because they have such a past.
Right. Well, and it's just like, yeah, of course Braun Strowman is the number one contender. He tossed Kevin Owens off of a cell and technically lost, but looked far more impressive.
Right.
He's beaten the bejesus out of him. They wrestled for the briefcase. And so it's like, if you just take the briefcase out of that,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Braun Strowman is clearly the number one contender.
He got a match, title match for winning the Saudi Arabia Rumble, right? Wasn't that one of the prizes he got? Was a championship match?
No.
I think he might have got one. I think that's how he fought Brock.
No, I think he just was the number one contender.
Was that what it was? All right. Look that up for me. I could be totally wrong. But I mean, if we didn't use that plot device, use that plot device.
Right.
Just go, hey, I won this rumble. Don't I get something?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Aside from a Sprite belt?
Right, in the intergalactic Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? Don't I get...
Right. But so it's like, Braun Strowman didn't need to be the briefcase holder. This would be far better for Samoa Joe, who, you know, like, obviously that guy's the number one contender on SmackDown and doing a great job. This would have been great for The Miz. Having The Miz have the belt, the briefcase, being like, ha ha, na 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 boo boo, I'm The Miz.
It just speaks to, like,
Kevin Owens.
Right, and people think we're being, you know, like, snarky about it, but we've talked to Justin Roberts on this show. We have talked to people that work there right now. We have talked to wrestlers that used to work there.
Yeah.
We have talked to the Intercontinental Champion, right? And they all say the same thing that goes, there really is no plan, you guys.
Right.
There is a week-to-week process. There are through lines they want to achieve.
Right.
So it's not...
Right. So they have the... Because here's the thing. I went through the interview process to be a writer. Like, that is a thing that I went through.
Sure.
And so they outlined that the plan is they go, SummerSlam, this is the card we want. Right.
And how do we get there?
And then it's a week to week process of getting there.
Right. Braun Strowman. And the reason I bring it up is because without exaggeration, if people were like, this is what we're going to do with Braun Strowman. He's going to win the Money in the Bank and then he's going to challenge, you know, Roman Reigns.
Right.
And then it's going to go like this at Hell in a Cell. And then we'll do the super show. That was not the plan in June.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That was probably a decision made 10 or less days before the pay-per-view,
right,
based on the fact they thought he'd get a great reaction, and then we'll see what happens.
Right.
And that's just an overarching issue with the company, I feel.
Right.
It's not about Roman Reigns.
No.
It's not even about Braun Strowman. It's about, like, you know, if you go like, hey, why'd you do this? I don't think anybody could give you a great answer.
Well, and again, it goes down to the fact that it's TV watching audiences are more sophisticated, and WWE is kicking and screaming to evolve. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, we were at All In, but All In was the culmination of a year long internet television program.
Yep.
All of the things that were in there, Flip trying to get on the show, being the masked luchador, Hangman Page killing Joey Ryan,
Skrull trying to prove he's a heavyweight.
You know, Jericho being a through line for that show. It, you know, being floating around with the Young Bucks.
And having a history with Kenny Omega.
But the big thing is that he was kind of floating around, so he was involved in the process. So while it's a shock that he showed up, he's been a part of All In the entire time.
Yep.
You know, the 10 pounds of gold, Cody Rhodes wrestling for the title, you know, that was a through line. So there were so many through lines that were paid off, and if you watch the wrestling show, it was a good wrestling show, and there were a lot of people that just enjoyed it. But if you watch Being the Elite, there's a level of that that is more enjoyable. And WWE has weekly episodic programming. They tout how long it's been going for so long.
Yep.
And, with, you know, like I said, I've said before, Mad Men, The Shield, the TV show, not the wrestling faction, Mad Men, The Shield, you know,
Sons
the
of Anarchy, Sims,
Sons of Anarchy,
Breaking Bad,
they broke the mold as to what people expect out of TV. Now, as somebody who works in television and film, the medium has shifted because no longer are the elaborate stories being told on the big screen that you go to see the movie. There are these tentpole blockbuster, like, you know, franchise movies that you watch, you know, your superhero movies, your Star Wars, you know, those type of things. But the complex, character-driven drama that people care about, that's happening on TV.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black is a better character-driven, interesting, yeah, well-written, thought-out, like, thing than most movies.
Right. You have the movies that are like the Oscar movies, which used to be the character pieces of like, oh, wow, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis was such a great character in There Will Be Blood, and it's, you have to watch it because of this character that's captivating. And it's like, no, you know who you got to watch? You got to go watch Peter Dinklage, because that little dude is kicking ass.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And you got to watch this show that's on Hulu.
I just think it's a weird, I don't even know if it's a precedent to be set now, because they'll probably never do anything like it again in the match, but it's just like, yeah, how do you tell your fans that that match just had to be thrown out? And in a way, I guess it's because, like, well, Brock Lesnar killed everybody. It's like, well, that's not good enough.
Right.
Because in this match, you are allowed to die.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, there's that. And it's also like, what would have happened if Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Drew McIntyre, and Dolph Ziggler showed up?
Yeah, they're still up there.
They are still up there.
They're all still up there.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, what would have happened if they got in there and beat everybody up?
I know. I as much as I popped, and I did, I was, like, off the couch happy to see Brock Lesnar. Like, that was a highlight for me.
Wrestling is a series of moments, and that moment was awesome.
And it got me. I popped. But I just wish and this is going to sound like, you know, weird for me, I suppose. I just wish Reigns had won. Like, I wish that Brock was still done his thing, but I wish that Reigns had either crawled on him or landed on him or whatever it took to just get a winner out of the
thing. Because in a world where Braun Strowman goes to Baron Corbin, who's a bad guy anyway, and goes, hey, did you see what just happened? That's such bull.
Right.
I deserve another shot. And he's like, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Brock, you know, even Kurt Angle, right? Because Kurt Angle doesn't want to give Brock Lesnar his title shot. So it's like, yeah, that was hogwash. So yeah, you get another shot at it because Brock Lesnar definitely doesn't.
Is it Brock Lesnar? When is the Saudi Arabia show?
It's early November.
Yeah.
Okay. So probably like 6-7 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe eight weeks.
Yes.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah. Because October, which is in like 2 weeks.
Right.
October, and that's Women's Evolution.
Yeah.
And then it's probably a couple weeks after that.
How much do you expect to see Brock Lesnar over the next 8 weeks?
I don't. I expect to see him at the... Is there a Universal title match on the Super Show in Australia?
Nope.
Okay.
It's the Shield versus the Dogs of War.
Is that what they're calling them?
I think so.
That's stupid.
I like the name. I don't think it should be for them. Should have been maybe the Shield's name in the first place. Because as much as I loved the Shield in 2014, it was the stupidest name.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest name for that group. It's the stupidest name. What are you the Shield of? Oh, God, I hated it. I hated the name. I love the people. It's just like Undisputed Era. Love the people. Hate the name. The name. I don't think we're going to see Brock Lesnar much at all.
I don't either.
He's got his match.
That's exactly what it is.
If this was up in the air and he had to keep coming until he got it,
yeah,
he's got his match.
He doesn't need it.
Why would he watch the show, Paul? He doesn't watch the show, Paul.
Beth Bim is again.
Beth Bim is McFoley.
I miss Doug the Bounty Hunter.
And Mick Foley, God bless you, but no more.
No more.
No mas.
No more.
No mas.
Yeah, Braun Strowman is the Universal Champion.
That was something else.
That was the funniest part, is just sitting there and he counted three. We all just like, he? It wasn't one of those like, he jumped down, and because he jumped down, it sounded like one.
Yep.
And then he hit the mat twice.
Can we count to three?
No, he counted to three.
Counted to three. We should have two different champions on these shows. It's garbage. Garbage, I tell you. Someone called
Hogwash.
Somebody called the Gaming Commission.
Yeah.
Now
they banned the pile driver, you see?
Right, yeah. There was blood. Blood everywhere. It's against the Indiana State blood. Like, what was it? We went to a progress show and somebody started to bleed and everybody freaked out because Louisiana's like, if you bleed, you have to give us $100 million.
Yeah, they were. That was the weirdest.
It was a very selective thing. Like, they picked and choosed which promotions got in trouble for
that. Because Roman Reigns fucking left and covered in his own blood.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right.
So. Well, some of the indie promotions didn't get in trouble either.
Oh, cool.
But, I bet you Kaiju Big Battle would.
Yeah,
Kaiju Big Battle is awesome.
Godzilla
and we
just
have
starts
to
bleeding
go.
Out.
Dr. Cube, it's nonsense.
Dr. Wagner?
No, Dr. Cube.
Dr. Cube.
Dr. Wagner?
No, Dr. Wagner is a lucha libre from CMLL.
No, Dr. Wagner makes organic honeybee-based products.
He is a very well-respected luchador.
He is a New Hampshire man who makes honey and lip balm made of honey.
That's
and
Bert.
Shampoo made of honey.
That's Bert and his bees.
Yeah. You know Bert and Ernie are gay?
Yeah.
Who cares?
We all know.
I care. I think it's great.
We've known. We've known for a long time.
See, I care.
I say who cares in like, why should anyone be upset about this?
No, you're right. Yeah. Right. I just think I find myself caring in like the opposite of the hate way where I'm like, good for them. That's great.
Yeah, sure.
We can talk about it.
Sure.
Because of course they were.
I feel exactly the same about it when they were like, Dumbledore's gay.
Yeah.
And I was like, fun?
Yeah. Right. What does that bother you?
Sure.
Like, fun?
The boyfriend you never saw that he might have had, you know what I mean? Like, who cares?
They reference in the book once,
yeah,
I
sure.
think.
Oh. Also, you're never going to see them kiss or have sex, so it doesn't matter.
Right. I mean,
Muppets don't have sexual preferences.
And I don't want to watch Dumbledore have sex with anything.
Yeah.
Man, woman, magic, book. I don't want to watch that dude have sex with anything, so who cares?
Yeah, especially that book with the teeth.
I'm just happy for... did you see that movie?
Make some magic in the bedroom.
Did you see that movie? What was it like? Vagina El Dente or something? Where is it called just teeth?
It's teeth.
It's not
yeah.
called Vagina El Dente.
No, it's not Vagina El Dente.
The plot of the movie is the girl has a toothed vagina.
Ugh. Yeah. So she has that. It's like a Greek myth where like a woman has teeth in her vagina, and every time she has sex with a guy, it bites it off.
Yep. I believe it was called Toothed Vagina.
Goodness.
Yeah, but good for Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Good for you crazy kids.
Woo-hoo,
and if that really bugs you, it's
I'm
like,
just really
you're a dork, man. Like,
the question is, can we push the beds together finally?
Yeah, let them go. Let them go at it. They also don't have penis buttholes anyway, so there's really nothing to be...
Yeah.
Like, there's no Muppet butthole.
Here's the thing. The people that are going to be mad about it haven't watched Sesame Street in 40 years.
Right, and it's just what did it ruin for you? Bert's bottle cap collection?
I didn't even know that he had a bottle cap collection.
That was like a defining trait of Bert.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And Ernie had the rubber duck?
Yeah,
that he loved.
Yes.
And Bert,
I do remember that. I don't remember Bert's.
Bert collected bottle caps.
There was that. I just remember this one sketch that they had because I'm going to call it a sketch.
they are actors.
Yeah, it's a the sketch that they had where Bert was just like an archaeologist going through an Egyptian mine, and Ernie was a mummy that kept coming to life and fucking with him.
Oh wow!
And it was funny.
That might have been role play for them, looking back on it.
Yeah, it might have been
good for them.
Yeah, you
good
know.
Good for Bert and Ernie.
Fun gay Egyptian role play.
Good for Bert and Ernie. from the Muppets.
One of the things
Jim Henson Productions.
One of the things that the Muppets have is a crop. So,
yep.
Great. Weird.
Okay.
Mm.
But they won't have any of that in Saudi Arabia.
No. We're going to be talking about
nice
that
transition.
Next. But really quick before we take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk all about Saudi Arabia and the fact that the women are not allowed to perform again and just, you know, the trip in general. Really quick. Now that I would hope you'd agree that it's extremely unlikely that anybody other than Roman Reigns wins in Australia, right? Or Saudi Arabia, in Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah.
That he's probably going to defend this title. Do you believe that, first of all?
You know what? I think that one of the biggest criticisms, aside from the women, that came out of Saudi Arabia was that nothing happened, right? Like, nothing of consequence happened in Saudi Arabia the first time. So if nothing of consequence happens in Australia this time, I would expect something of consequence to happen in Saudi Arabia.
Because that's my question to you, just really quick, no pressure answer, just sort of spitballing here before we take a break. Who do you think is going to beat Roman Reigns for the Universal title?
It might be Braun Strowman. It might be Braun Strowman in Saudi Arabia because he's...
Oh, I see. I think Brock has a better shot in Saudi Arabia than Braun Strowman.
Maybe.
Yeah,
but
I think Brock has a better shot. I don't think either of them are going to win.
I think he might.
Okay. Bill, what do you think?
I'd love to see Braun be the guy. I mean, for the last year or so, year plus, it's been Braun essentially being the next guy. Because we all knew Roman was eventually going to win it, but Braun was right up his ass the entire time. And so, logically, it's got to be Braun Strowman.
Yeah, you also
look, no one else feels close.
Right, and you also look at the reaction that he got in Saudi Arabia the first time from winning the Royal Rumble. So it's possible, because if they love him the same way they loved him then...
And Braun owns Saudi Arabia?
It just depends on who they think the audience is going to gravitate towards the most, because if they think the audience is going to gravitate the most towards Roman Reigns, which they might not, I don't know. Saudi Arabia didn't shower him with love last time, I remember that specifically.
Yeah.
But if they thought it was going to be Roman Reigns, then one of the things I wish they had done was put the belt on Strowman at Hell in a Cell and then had Reigns win in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah,
if
sure.
they thought that was going to pop the crowd.
Right,
if,
and I think it's going to pop the crowd the other way.
Okay, and I sincerely hope that you're right.
One thing, we got a text message earlier about the Roman Reigns signed, it was either the vest or the gloves.
Oh, yeah. $43,000.
That is the most nonsensical thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, for what is it, the vest? Is it gloves?
Gloves.
So that's even worse. It's like not even his signature thing.
Right. Yeah. Just gloves.
And they're like finger gloves. You're not even getting real, you're not even getting full
it's
gloves.
It's nuts. And it was funny because for perspective, I put it in there. I go, the camera that they shot The Hobbit on was that much.
Yeah. That, I mean, just God bless you. And I hope you like those gloves. And I hope you're just a super rich guy with a kid that loves wrestling or something, because you're going to want, if the final bid is anywhere close to, you know, $50,000 for Roman Reigns gloves, it's like, I wouldn't have paid $50,000 to have like Goldberg and like me hang out in Disney World. You know what I mean?
Again,
like,
just, like, take again,
it, like come to Earth a little bit, guys.
Again, the camera that shot most of the stuff that is on Netflix.
Yeah, buy a BMW.
Yeah, yes.
Right.
The camera that shoots everything you love on Netflix is what that costs.
Yeah, buy a BMW with $50,000. Yeah. Buy a BMW. When we come back, we're going to talk about a place full of BMWs and all sorts of nice cars. And also is holding their second WWE event of the year, where things may or may not go down, but there's all sorts of things.
I saw a Lamborghini cop car once.
I believe it. Well, there'll be all sorts of things that definitely don't go down if you're in the women's division. We'll talk all about it in Saudi Arabia when the New Age Insiders come right back.
You know the New Age Insiders Wrestling Show is the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
But what if we told you that there's also a show for fans of all kinds to do the same?
That show is Late Night Liam, show hosted by myself, Liam Stryker.
And me, Bill Neville. Join us immediately following NAIPod every Wednesday as we dive into pop culture, sports, current events, and more.
Can't listen live? No worries. Late Night Liam can be downloaded on demand exclusively on the NAI Network channel. Available on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, and all podcast platforms.
Once again, join Late Night Liam live every Wednesday following NAI Pod.
When you and fans of all kinds can connect, discuss, and be heard.
You know, it's pretty crazy, but NAI Pod has now been downloaded on 6 continents and has thousands of weekly listeners.
Yeah, step it up, Antarctica.
Does that make us intercontinental champions?
Kinda. But it also means NAI Pod is a great way to advertise your business, brand, or website.
If you would like to advertise with the New Age Insiders, shoot us an email. NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com.
Tap into a constantly growing audience, advertise with the New Age Insiders, and take your business to main event heights. Send your emails to NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com. That's NewAgeInsiders@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, it's Rich Palladino, the voice of Chaotic Wrestling. I want to remind you to listen to the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network. You will hear stories from the 18-year history of Chaotic Wrestling from the two guys that were there from day one, myself and former Chaotic Wrestling owner Jamie J. Makowski. That is the Let the Chaos Begin podcast right here on the NAI Pop Network.
Seriously, I don't even get to talk during this promo?
Shut up, Jamie.
I'm retired business executive and seasoned dad, Jamie J. Makowski.
And I'm a rookie dad and local independent wrestler, Scotty Slade, and we're the hosts of For the Pops.
We're the only podcast on the NAI Pop Network that has a mix of sports, wrestling, and pop culture all in under an hour.
This is a place where two pops talk about the topics that interest us with a special guest in each episode.
And we have a splash of pop culture information to help us survive in our world of wives, kids, and coworkers.
And at the end of each episode, if that wasn't enough, Jamie tests both our guest and I on obscure pop culture facts in an exclusive segment called For the Pops Quiz.
So don't miss For the Pops with Scotty Slade and me, Jamie J. Makowski, only on the NAI Pop Network.
Let's get back to more of the New Age Insiders. Here's Jason Moltov, Liam Stryker, and Bill Neville.
Is this the theme for Crown
It was the
Jewel?
Greatest Royal Rumble theme.
Ah, okay.
I don't know what the Crown Jewel theme would be.
Yeah, okay.
Before we even crack into, you know, more controversial things and all that fun stuff, just what are your initial gut reactions to them going to Saudi Arabia twice in 6 months? You know, I am shocked.
It feels very weird.
I am shocked that they're doing this twice in a year. That just blows me away.
I'm very interested to see where this leads because, you know, the one thing that we've talked about since the inception of the network is we want more wrestling, right? So if these things are just going to be things that you, when you go to these cool places, you bring cameras, I'm on board.
I'm not against it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, more wrestling is what I'm not against in any way, shape, or form. And I'm not against them going to Saudi Arabia or anything, you know, that nerdy about it. But yeah, the fact, I thought the first one kind of came out of outer space.
Right.
And the fact that they're going to go to Saudi Arabia twice in 6 months,
yeah,
that blows me away because like I thought they were going to go back next year.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were going to go back this year.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of.
But before everybody yells at me, and I know, I read the report too. They profited, not spent, and then whatever, the net, not gross.
Right.
$45 million from Saudi Arabia won the greatest Royal Rumble.
Which is more than WrestleMania.
Right. So, I mean, before people were like, how can you not understand why they're going back? It's about the money. I didn't say I don't understand it. I said I'm surprised.
Right.
And the money shouldn't surprise me and all that stuff, and I get you, right? And again, logically from a business standpoint, I 110% understand why they want to go make another $40 to $50 million.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I am surprised that they're already going back because it's such a, I would have been this surprised if they had two major events in England this year.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yet alone Saudi Arabia.
Right.
That's the biggest thing that just right from jump that I go, I really can't believe we're even talking about this already. And this one came out of nowhere. I feel like we found out about this like last week where they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to Saudi Arabia. It's going to be a very big deal. Brock Lesnar's on the show.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. All right.
Yeah, but, you know, and it feels kind of the same way as Australia where it's just like, yeah, and The Undertaker's going to wrestle Triple H again.
Yep. Right. And they'll be fun shows. Don't get me wrong. The only thing about Saudi Arabia that's going to bug me is that Roman Reigns is going to win. And not that Roman Reigns is going to win. It's just the fact that that's the end of Braun Strowman's briefcase.
Yeah.
And he could still win the title and he could still be the man and all that stuff. But I just have a feeling that after Saudi Arabia, they're going to hit a reset button, start getting ready for WrestleMania season, which is probably going to involve more Shield stuff than Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Like, I think Braun Strowman's going to win the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania or something and not from Seth Rollins. Like, I think that's what.
Yeah,
like,
maybe.
I think that's what Braun Strowman's year is going to wind up wrapping up to be, which is underwhelming, but we'll see. And we'll judge the book when it's written, kind of idea. One thing that's coming under ridicule, it came under ridicule last time, it's coming under ridicule maybe more so this time because it's the second one and because little progress has been made in this department, the women are once again not welcomed at the event.
Again, has that been stated?
I believe that's...
It's definitely the case.
Yeah, I believe that's...
You know,
but remember, it's only been 6 months since the last one.
You're right.
Right.
And here's the thing. I have heard that that's a done deal, and I have to believe that if we're starting to announce matches, they would throw that in your face like you wouldn't believe that Ronda Rousey is going to be the first woman to defend a WWE anything in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
We would know.
Oh, no, I know.
We would know.
It also, think about this... And look, I this is giving them far too much credit. It might be an ongoing discussion, right? So they might be working on it, but they don't have a yes yet.
Sure.
And so
it's not impossible.
You know, this show isn't next week. You know, this show is a few months away.
Yeah, we've announced like two things, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Other thing, you also have the first women's pay-per-view coming up.
Do you not think, though, that that is a mea culpa?
Well, maybe. Yeah, probably. But at the same time, from a business standpoint, I don't want you to get excited about the Saudi Arabia women thing before I have you finished getting excited about the first women's thing.
I don't think the pay-per-view would exist if they were allowed to be in Saudi Arabia.
I think that the pay-per-view was already made from the first one.
Right. I understand.
So, again... Like I said, there's an ongoing discussion. Who knows? It might not happen. But I know from a business standpoint and an entertainment and promotional standpoint, I need you to care about Evolution. I am not announcing that Ronda Rousey is going to defend her championship at Crown Jewel.
Aren't they a little different, though, because I want you to, if you're in America, I want you to go to Evolution.
Yeah, right. No, so I want you to be excited about Evolution. I need you to be excited about Evolution before I can get you excited about Crown Jewel.
Yep.
So that's the order of operation.
And that might be on the table. Because, I think realistically they're not going to be part of
this. Right, because there's not, you know, and again, all likelihood they're probably not, but again, I know from a business standpoint, it's an ongoing conversation. They also might get the okay. They might not have the okay today, but they might get the okay at the beginning of November.
Okay, maybe, so, and that could be the case. I don't think that will wind up being true, but it's not impossible, and you are right, because they'll never actually say it, but they haven't come out and said, like, the women can't come again.
Right.
Right. I get you.
So, you know, I don't know. I think everybody, like, yes, based on the last time, the women aren't allowed to be there.
Yep.
But at the same time, the women wrestled in the Middle East for the first time 4 months ago.
What, the India thing?
Yeah.
The India thing was...
No, it was not India. It was the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah,
okay.
The UAE. And so they had to wrestle...
Sasha and Alexa, and they were in, like, full body suits.
Full body suits.
Right, exactly.
Right? Yep, and so you're talking about, like, they're literally right next to each other, right? And so the princes are similar in terms of mindset.
Okay.
And so if they're going to be... If they're willing in the UAE to kind of make that concession, I wouldn't be surprised if that eventually Saudi Arabia is willing to make that concession.
I hope it's a matter of time as well. The thing about Saudi Arabia is this: like, I always am super honest about these things, especially when they start getting into political and social issues and stuff.
Right.
I just keep it real. Good, love me, hate me, at least I'm honest with you. I don't have a visceral reaction of negativity toward the Saudi Arabia show, but I have to admit that there's something about it that feels a little weird to me, because Saudi Arabia is not necessarily an American ally, right? It already feels like, even if we take the women out of it for just a moment, it sort of feels a little weird to go over there and take that Saudi money, you know what I mean?
Right.
As profitable as it is, and I know people are going to say all money is money is money is money, and at the end of the day, that is correct. It's just strange to me, before political issues, before the women and political issues, it's a strange location for two major events in a year, in six months.
Yes.
Right? That's a number one. Boston's not going to get two pay-per-views this year. Right. Madison Square Garden's not going to get two pay-per-views this year.
They're not going to get one.
Right. And Saudi Arabia is. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay. So that's just sort of, it's not good, it's not bad. It's just, quite frankly, a little disorienting. And then you start getting into the fact that Saudi Arabia and America are on decent, not fantastic terms. And then you start breaking down the fact that, you know, yes, there is a hypocritical element to the fact that you're coming out and saying women rule, women rock, evolution, right? And to me, it is a little tainted, a little stained by the fact that the pay-per-view feels like you can't do these two shows, so we're doing this one. Now, I applaud WWE for trying to make it up to them. And Evolution is a historic thing for them and a step in the right direction. But yes, you do this girl power thing, and then 1 month later, there's a No Girls Allowed show because you're going to, because of the money. And look, this is something I feel strongly about as well. I think that there are pieces of truth and sincerity in Triple H's statement when he says, how do you change the world one step at a time? And maybe they won't be on the first three Saudi trips, but maybe they'll be on the fourth one, maybe the fifth one, and damn it, that's progress, and that is true.
Right.
I also feel like it's political jargon because they're like,
$50 million.
We're going to get that money, baby. You know what I mean?
$50 million, baby.
And so, yes, there are real positives and negatives to this thing.
That's probably the weirdest part about, because again, all right, I have been to the Middle East this year, right? I've recently been there, and yeah, it's a different world.
Sure.
It is 100% a different world, and I guarantee you the people that are freaking out the most are the people that haven't been there, right? And I'm going to be that, like, eat, pray, love guy right now, right?
Julia Roberts?
Yeah, I'm going to be Julia Roberts. But it's like, yeah, it's a different world there. They have different values. There's different things. The countries are dry. They don't have alcohol. You know, Dubai is probably the most progressive city there. It feels like a Western city.
Saudi Arabia doesn't have alcohol?
Yeah, they don't. They're dry countries, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought they had, like, wine and Wow.
Yeah, so, you know.
What a boring king you must be. You don't even get to get drunk.
Yeah. So, you know, at least the United Arab Emirates is dry. You know, but again, they're conceding on those in the more touristy areas that kind of welcome the world. And so things are changing over there, but they're very religious. They're very, very Muslim, and their Muslim rules, you know, are very, very strict. And yeah, when it's time to pray, it's a ghost town, man.
Right. I mean, I don't have any issue with them taking the prayer break or anything like that.
No, but, you know, so it's like, this is a problem that I have with, like, a lot of stuff when people react to things with their sensibilities, right? So you're approaching this from an American sensibility, and you're not taking into consideration the culture in which you are performing in, right? It's the same thing when people throw 2018 morals on a movie that was made in 1952,
right?
It's like, yeah, in 1952, it was okay to call somebody retarded.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't okay, but they didn't know any different.
Right.
It's more like it's more like how when that guy came home from World War II and just grabbed that random girl and kissed her.
Yeah.
Right. That wasn't a good thing.
Yeah.
Right. But in the 40s, everybody was like, go get him, Charlie.
Yeah. You know, right. You know, so same thing. And so to take your American sensibilities and your American, you know, your American ideology and to present it onto a country that is very different, is just straight up very different than yours, is a little unfair, right?
I do understand that. I think the criticism is not necessarily on Saudi Arabia and their culture. It's WWE knowing it and going there anyway.
Right. And, you know, you can like or dislike that, and that's your prerogative. I just think that there is progress to be made, and if they don't try to make the progress, then that's what's icky.
Sure.
But not going there. Because if you don't, it's a chicken and egg thing, right? You're never going to be able to bring the women if you don't go.
Yep.
But if you don't go because you can't bring the women, you're never going to... You know what I mean?
The whole thing just feels a little bit like when here we go with politics, when Trump hired his first of many, many secretaries of state that's going to go on in this administration, Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson came directly from ExxonMobil. He was like the CEO or whatever of ExxonMobil. And so one of the main objectives he had as secretary of state was to take some sanctions away and change some rules because ExxonMobil wasn't allowed in Russia, basically, or in that part of the world. And so, yes, you can tell me that the idea was diplomacy with the Russians is a good thing.
We'll never get peace
if we don't start somewhere. You wanted that oil money, baby?
Yeah, right.
And that's what this really is.
That is, right.
That's what it really is.
Oh,
and if the
course.
Women never work there, they're going to keep going anyway.
Yep.
And I just think, like I said, it doesn't make me pound my fist. You know me, I've never done that whole, like, I'm not going to watch anymore garbage. None of that. It's just, yeah, I do recognize the hypocrisy.
It's just, it's odd. But again, you know, let's go the other way. I'd rather go the other way. And yeah, when you go on these European tours and you go to England, have a culmination at Wembley and let's film that show.
Sure.
When you go to Brazil and you're doing it in Rio de Janeiro, let's film that show.
How much, if The Rock is not on WrestleMania 35, does Ronda Rousey main event to kind of go like there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, do Charlotte versus Ronda.
Or even now.
That'd be cool. I mean, if that's, here's the thing. I want to see it. I don't want Roman Reigns to be the main event or go on last again.
Sure.
So yeah, if ultimately that's why we get Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte in the main event of WrestleMania, then yeah, sure, worth it.
Because that is truly the last and biggest frontier.
Right.
This is like landing on the sun, not landing on the moon for these women. You know what I mean?
You main evented WrestleMania.
This is the only chance.
Yep.
Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Versus Charlotte.
Yeah, and for all the people out there that are critical of Ronda Rousey or don't like her.
That's it.
Whether you agree with the principle or not, you just got to look at wrestling as a reality and as a business, right? And the only way it will, the main event of WrestleMania will never, not ever, not in 1,000 years, be Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks or Charlotte versus Becky Lynch Bayley and Nia Jax or any combination of any woman you've got if it doesn't involve Ronda Rousey.
Right.
That is just the reality of it.
Yep.
And this feels like the year that they might. Maybe.
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 Maybe. It'd be pretty cool.
When it comes to Saudi Arabia and it comes to big decisions and stuff like that going down. Do we walk that line of title changes and kayfabe moments, or do we just consider these things to be the most spectacular house show you've ever done see?
You know, I would like to see something change, maybe a tag title. I mean, start small. I also don't care. I wish that more house shows were televised. I've talked about my concept of having a best of the house show, like show.
Yep.
Where it's like, we just show matches.
I agree with that, too. Like, you and I have talked about that before on the air before. It's like, look, I understand why you don't want to put the whole live event on TV.
Right.
Because sometimes they try
stuff. We're working on stuff.
Sometimes they try stuff that we went to. Bill was definitely there. I hated it. I don't know if this is one you missed or not. But it was Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt in a cage match.
Yes.
And we saw it on a house show, and then it happened at the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And they just were trying it out.
Yeah,
and trying out the ending.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I get you if you don't want to do production A to Z. But yeah, if it was just like this week with no kayfabe interruptions.
Because there's a million times where it's like, and this match is for the Intercontinental Championship, and it's Seth Rollins versus Big E Langston.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that's a match I would like to see. And there's a decisive winner.
Yep.
You know?
Because house shows do that.
You know, it's like we don't, you know, there's no need to protect anybody.
Yep.
And so it's like, yeah, you show that from show A, and you show Becky Lynch versus Asuka from show B, and you show CN versus... You know, you show CN versus Samoa Joe, and none of these things ultimately mean anything, but it's just good wrestling.
Yep.
And it's like, it's all your content.
It would be a great, great feature to have. It's just like this week in live events.
This week in live events.
You know what I mean? Something like that.
They're all evergreen.
I tend to wonder if anything major is going to go down as far as like a title change. Like, I think Roman Reigns is going to win.
That might be, it's either going to be all or nothing, right? Because they're either going to look at the reaction that Braun Strowman got winning the greatest Royal Rumble and be like, yeah, we're going to put it on him because people are going to go bananas and everybody's going to like it. It's going to be fun. And that's when we do it. And he beats Brock and Roman and it's cool. It's a cool moment. And it really kind of stamps the Saudi Arabia thing. Or we stick to the status quo.
Right. Which, unfortunately, I do think is more likely. What do you think about just the... So wrapping up the segment and wrapping up the trip and talking about the women and the fact that they're not be able to participate and the fact that Saudi Arabia and America aren't on like super awesome best friend terms. Just what do you think about them going back? What are the emotions that actually get evoked when you talk? But not even the wrestling show itself. Just I'm more interested in how people feel about them making the Saudi trip twice in a year.
I'm cool with it. I don't care. Yeah. I mean,
it
doesn't bother me at all. I don't, you know, you're a company, right? You're not like, despite Linda McMahon being inside the cabinet, you're the WWE, you're a global brand, right?
Yeah.
I want you to go the other way, right? I want you to run more shows in Japan. I want to do an India show. That'd be cool. I want you to do a China show, right? You've been trying to explore into China. So do the China show, sure. You know? Do more. Show us more European stuff. Let us know when the European wrestling show is actually happening.
Right. Because the difference, again, it just kind of comes back to me is, and I know China might be the closest thing as far as like strictness and all that stuff, but... You know, Japan, there's no controversy. In England, there's no controversy. Like, I would love to go. I would love them to go to Scotland. I'd love to go all those sorts of places. The thing to me is, the more we talk about it out loud, the more I think about it is like you're talking about a culture that, although you've said it and people have agreed that the culture is shifting in a way.
Yeah.
But I mean, let's just be real for a second. Are we being downright naive to the point of stupidity to believe that the World Wrestling Federation is going to bring women's rights to Saudi Arabia?
No.
I mean,
no.
Come on.
They're not. They're not. But, you know, they're also not trying to make a political statement because McDonald's is there. So, you know, like McDonald's is in Saudi Arabia and that's the same, right? WWE
is... How so?
WWE is a company. They're a corporation.
Right, but so they didn't say that you can't hire female employees.
No, but they said that you have to change your menu.
But no beef?
Maybe it might be no pork.
No pork.
But you have to change your menu.
Okay.
Right? And so it's like, yeah, McDonald's, you can come here, but yeah, we have X, Y, and Z that has to change. So McDonald's went in there. They're a corporation. WWE is a corporation.
Right.
So,
and I know you're not doing this at all, but there's a world of difference between women working hard for you and bacon. You know what I mean?
See, yes and no, right? Yes and no, because at the same time, they're both the same religious stance, right? And so it's like, yeah, McDonald's isn't going to break down the bacon barrier. And look, I'm not comparing women to bacon.
I know. I know. Right? I know you're
right. I just had to say that out loud.
Right. Yeah.
But it's like there. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Where it's like, yeah, McDonald's went there to get that Saudi money too.
I know.
You know, and you didn't. You one didn't know that they were there, and two, you didn't care.
It's just like, and I again, I know you are not comparing women to bacon. It's just the difference is like SmackDown this week. Best part of the show
was
the closer, and it was those two. And it's just like, thanks so much, guys. You were the highlight of the show. You're not invited to this big party that we're having, but thank you for being so great.
Right.
And we're going to throw you a bone at Evolution that feels probably more like a glorified house show than the Saudi Arabia show will feel.
Yeah. And again, I go back to the chicken and the egg, right? Because I do think the WWE is going to break that down. They're going to break down that barrier because, yeah, they're going to be allowed to do A, B, and C that regular Saudi Arabian companies won't be able to do because, hey, we're the WWE. We're from America. We got to, you know, hey, let it happen. And they're going to let it happen.
Right. Yeah. I understand that it is at the end of the day, the answer to all of my questions is because they are going to make $50 million.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's that, too. But it's also like, you know, I'm going to bring up this. So, you know, everybody wants to say that Colin Kaepernick kneeling, you know, is to protest and you know, wherever you fall on that nonsense.
Yep.
But it's like, yeah, he has to protest in order for change to be made. And so while this isn't a protest by any stretch of the imagination, they have to go and show that this show is worth going to and people here are excited about it. Well, you know what is on our regular show that all of these people love? Ronda Rousey. So let's let Ronda Rousey go.
Yep.
You know, and you have to prove that it works before you can suggest that it'll work.
Yep. I get you. I just, the more we talk about it out loud, the more I kind of internally chuckle at myself for thinking that the WWE is going to bring women's rights to Saudi Arabia.
No. And I think that's the funny thing. No, they're not bringing women's rights to Saudi Arabia.
That's never the
deal. That's not going to happen.
But I'm saying...
they're just going to get their performers on the show.
Right.
And make $50 million.
But you know what I mean, though, right? That they're going to... That the first, like, one of the truly, in the history of the nation... One of the biggest stances and movements and progress signs of progress for women in the history of that country is going to be because Bayley wrestles Nia Jax. Yeah. I don't think that's true. You know what I mean?
Well, again, it's not going to be Bayley versus Nia Jax, but Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey might.
Maybe. But still, to me, probably not. I just don't think that they're going to be like, look, we have had this deep-rooted issue and belief, and it ties to our religion, which means it's everything. And these gosh darn WWE pay-per-views have been so good, we should start really bending our train of thought and bring the women in. I just think that is almost naive to the point of foolishness, if I'm being real with you.
Yeah, but the flip side of that is if China can become lenient on their censorship when it comes to comedy, then there's hope. You know what I mean? And ultimately, I don't think that it's ever going to be the same. I don't think that the sexy outfits that the women wrestle in right now is ever going to be okay. But yeah.
Well, the bodysuits, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I just want to get the people in the... I want to start somewhere.
Right.
I'm not asking them I want it to be Alexa Bliss and I want her to wear the shortest shorts she's ever worn.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm okay with the bodysuit thing.
Right, no, but that's what I'm saying. Is like, we'll never get their normal attire. It'll probably be the bodysuits. But... yeah, we'll get there. I think we'll get there. I think that eventually everything kind of evens out. I think that that's from being there and talking to the people in that part of the world. Yeah, the mindset is changing. And it is, you know, they even talked about it in the promo packages for Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
You know, the first one where it's like, yeah, it's changing. And the people are... you know, coming around on these type of social issues, you know, and I don't know what it's going to look like and I don't know when it's going to happen. Right. It might not be this show, you know, it might be too soon, but maybe the second show next year,
maybe,
you know?
And again, I, I really don't subscribe to fake outrage, and I think that people that go overboard, like, look, I am psyched for the women at Evolution, right? But if you talk about how you're having, like, if you're a grown man having, like, overly emotional responses to the, like, you're lying. First of all,
you're lying.
You're lying, because it's the thing to do to get easy likes is to say girl power. Like, the difference here with girl power is, you know, actually having women on our show so they can talk about women's wrestling.
Right.
And, you know, respecting these athletes and keeping it in stride, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
So when it comes to these social issues, like, I don't do fake outrage. And I'm not outraged.
Yeah.
I'm not fake outraged. I'm not real outraged. I'm not outraged. But, yeah, there is something just a little, if I'm being honest, a little icky about this event to me. Just a little bit. But it's still worth doing. It's a business decision. It makes all the sense in the world. But the one thing that I did definitely want to kind of like just put out there into the world is the storyline of we are going to bring progressive change in any way to a religious
nation.
Right.
Yeah.
Stuff. Vince McMahon is not going to get that done. That's unrealistic to me is the only point I want to bring out there, because it is noble to say.
Rocky Balboa can defuse the Cold War in the best Rocky movie, Rocky IV.
Okay.
Then
usually the
probably.
Fourth one is not the best in an installment.
Yeah. I mean, Rocky IV is the best.
Which one's Drago?
Four.
Okay, then that is the best one. I thought that was three.
No. Three is Hogan.
Is that Apollo Creed? No. It's two.
One and two are Apollo Creed.
Three is Thunderlips?
Three is Thunderlips.
Oh, Hulk Hogan. Talk about controversy. He won't be there. That'll make a lot of people happy.
Yeah. Mr. America?
Yeah, and you know what? It'll be a good show, and they'll make money. Yeah. And I get you. I really do. And at the end of the day, even without the women who, you know, do add to the show, but if you lose them, I don't think it takes a tremendous amount away, necessarily.
Right.
They'll put on a good show, and they'll make money. And I get it. It's just like, there's something to be said about the fact that they do feel a little hypocritical right now.
Yeah, sure.
So, but the WWE, and they are not afraid to be hypocritical or just flat out bad people. They just want your money.
See, that's the funny thing. Do. That's the funniest part about all this is that you care far more about this than they care about this.
Oh, by a landslide. If they cared about it as much as I do, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Right. That's the difference. You know what I mean? Like, and I get you. Of course, of course I care more than this.
$50 million.
I think I care about a lot of things in that company more than they do.
Like storytelling.
Like story progression and protecting your characters and taking care of your workers and making sure they have time off so they're not always hurt always. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You're right.
Undertaker
versus Triple H. That's going to be fun.
Undertaker versus Triple H. And I'm sure we'll talk all about that and a whole lot of awesome fun stuff on the Patreon edition as well. The show does not end right now. It just continues over on Patreon. There's five shows a month, including Be Heard. There's daily rewards. There's all sorts of fun stuff. Make some friends. Have a great time. And yes, support this show that is a fan-driven experience. And, you know, quite frankly, we have stuff starting at $2. And I do think we are worth 50 cents a week, if I'm being honest with you. I believe that is a value that we have instilled to be worth 50 cents a week. Or you can give us $5 a month and have some awesome rewards. There's $10 a month and you can hear all
everything,
the shows and
everything.
Everything we've got.
Everything. $10 a month. Just like Netflix.
Exactly.
Cheaper than Netflix.
Netflix no, like $13
something
a month.
Something like that.
That's the slogan. New Age Insiders. Cheaper than Netflix. Patreon.com/New Age Insiders. You can find everything that we've got going on. The exclusive shows. Jump in today. We will see you. Geez, there's no pay-per-view this week, right?
Nope.
So we'll see you next Wednesday. Twitch.tv/New Age Insiders TV and newageinsiders.com. Make sure that you join in the fun. We are live for a reason during these events, and we definitely want to hear from you. Our Hell in a Cell post show is available now on all the platforms. If you get a podcast, if you listen to it, YouTube included, it is available now. So make sure you check out Calls from Around the World. What do the people think of the show?
Not Missouri.
What did we think of the show? And check out all that we've got going on at newageinsiders.com. Thank you so much for listening to Jason Malta,
Liam Stryker,
and Bill Neville.
We're the New Age Insiders. You can find us on Twitter, including during these shows, at New Age Insiders, at Liam NAI, at Bill Neville NAI, our website with the Pop Network, our affiliates with DC and Doc, with Chip and Damian. McCool's coming soon. Let the Chaos Begin, that movie show before the Pops. What isn't available? Make sure that you subscribe on Periscope, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. If you've got it, we're on it. Let us know. The only thing we don't have is Snapchat because I don't understand it. And you have made us the premier place for wrestling fans to connect, discuss, and to be heard.
We out.